Brad Meltzer has just released two new picture books in the New York Times bestselling series of biographies about heroes. The new books tell the story of Walt Disney and Marie Curie. The series focuses on the traits that made our heroes great, the traits that kids can aspire to in order to live heroically themselves. Brad Meltzer is the author of the New York Times bestselling Ordinary People Change the World series for children, as well as six New York Times bestselling thrillers for adults. It's always a pleasure to welcome our buddy Brad Meltzer back to the roundtable. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How you been?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much for asking. So give us a sense of how these two particular individuals became part of this series.
As you know, I started these books because I was tired of my kids seeing politicians on TV every night when I wanted to show them were leaders. They were going on Instagram and seeing famous people, and I wanted them to learn about people of character. And so we had started this series with I'm Amelia Earhart and I am Abraham Lincoln, all designed to give better heroes. But I Am Walt Disney came about because my youngest son is our creative one. And I had done for my son who loves sports, I Am Jackie Robinson. My daughter who loves animals, I did I Am Jane Goodall. But Walt Disney is still Walt Disney. And we all know that Walt Disney represents that kind of American dream, right? Disneyland and Disney World are those happiest places on earth. But for me, these books always have to be about some level of character. And Walt Disney, when you really looked at his life, it was failure after failure after failure. When he's a young kid, you can see that his father didn't even like his drawings. He basically didn't promote him at all. It was his aunt who said, you should keep drawing in this notebook that she bought him. Even when he created his first motion picture company, it failed miserably, Joe. They said, you're going to declare bankruptcy. He had no money. He was 21 years old, had to sleep in his office, and would take a shower once a week at the local train station. And I want my kids to know that you don't get the happily ever after, you don't get the Magic Kingdom unless you have failure and failure and failure again, and you keep pushing through it. And that's what I Am Walt Disney as a kid's book is all about.
You also, in this book, in the one particularly on Walt Disney, talk about the legacy and how that impacts so many people down the line, which I think is fascinating.
Yeah, you know, we don't consider our legacies, and we all have them. We all have legacies in our life, and it's not just your family and your friends. There's coworkers, there's strangers out there, there's people who will never know you and you'll never know them. But when you bring canned goods to your church or your synagogue, they're part of your legacy. And for Walt Disney, I think one of his greatest achievements is way beyond Mickey Mouse, is the fact that he starts and funds the California Institute of the Arts and starts giving a hand to other fellow creators. It's out of that amazing college that we get Brad Bird, who did The Iron Giant and The Incredibles, that we get Sofia Coppola, that you get all these amazing creators, Tim Burton, who came out of what Walt Disney started. And I think that in a strange way, that's the happiest place on earth when you're actually helping others.
The other book, of course, is I Am Marie Curie, and this goes back a little bit further, but no less an interesting story.
Yeah, Marie Curie, I really wanted to have my daughter and for my sons to see a female scientist. And when Marie Curie was a little girl, the Russian government where she lived wouldn't teach science to girls. They thought it would make them too powerful, and they were right. Because what Marie Curie does is she loves math. She decides at a young age that she wants to be a scientist and change the world. The problem is that she can't be taught it. In fact, they will not. There are no colleges or universities where she lives that will teach science to women. So Marie Curie finds what they call the flying university. It doesn't actually fly, of course, but what it does is it secretly teaches science to women. And what happens is she learns about the periodic table. She learns about elements. She learns about molecules. She learns science. Soon after, it's amazing, really, starts studying uranium, which we all know, but no one knew back then. And she realizes that it actually emits rays, which she makes up a name for, invents a word for it. She calls it radioactivity. That comes from Marie Curie, too. But my favorite moment in the entire children's book, and again, these are illustrated biographies for kids, is that moment where Marie Curie is mixing chemicals together and poof, it explodes in her face. And she says, let me try it this way. And poof, again, it explodes. And poof, another one, and another, and another. And just like in I Am Walt Disney, the message is clear for my own kids, is that you don't have the great discoveries. You don't win the Nobel Prize until you get through all those failures. That's where the greatest discovery always takes place. It's hard work.
I always like in these books that you put a chronology at the end, which I think is really helpful because not only for kids, but for adults, gives you an idea of not only the achievements, but a context, which is really interesting.
It's funny you say that. They're arguably the most important pages in the book. A friend of ours, when we first started the series, was reading our book, I Am Rosa Parks, and he's white. His daughter's African-American. He had adopted her years ago, and she's about 6, 7, 8 years old. And they're reading the book, and they get to that last page. And the last page always has a timeline, and it has real photos of the actual hero. So unlike the beautiful cartoon art that populates the book, the last page always shows the real person. And his daughter looks at him when they're done with the book and says, looks at the picture of Rosa Parks and says, wait a minute, this really happened. This really happened. And he said, and suddenly in that moment, he was having his first ever conversation about race with his daughter. Now, they're a mixed-race family. He's like, I should have done it years earlier. But he was too scared to do it. And I love that kids clearly get that message that these people are real. That's what the last page is for. So when you get to the end of any I Am book, you always get that message that this person was just like you. No one's born a hero. We're all scared and nervous and amazing and cowardly and incredible and fearful. Some of us within the same day, some of us within the same hour.
You know, I was looking at the list of the books that you've done, and I find it fascinating because there's a couple titles in the series. You mentioned Jane Goodall, Billie Jean King, Sonia Sotomayor. Is it different doing one of these books for and on someone who is still with us?
Listen, if I mess up George Washington or Abraham Lincoln, what are they going to do to me? But if I mess up Jane Goodall, right? She's coming to my house with chimpanzees. And you know, the amazing part is, though, all kidding aside.
Is she, Brad?
No, yeah. Well, the funny part was, is I was talking to Billie Jean King. I had her on the phone. We did I Am Billie Jean King. Obviously, Jane Goodall weighed in on her book. And that's the crazy, you know, I said to Billie Jean King, is it weird to be a little cartoon figure? And she said, it's totally weird. So that's obviously the fun. But the amazing thing that happened with these books, Joe, is worth mentioning, is in the election of 2016, in the presidential election, as Hillary and Donald Trump were beating each other's heads open, two of the books started selling more than any others. And they were I Am Martin Luther King Jr. and I Am George Washington. And it wasn't a Democrat or Republican thing. It was that parents and grandparents on both sides were tired of turning on their TV and seeing these politicians. What they wanted, as I said, to show their kids were leaders. And we all know there's a huge difference between a politician and a leader. And those books on Sonia Sotomayor, on Jane Goodall, on Marie Curie, you know, people use our books to fight back against the cynicism and the divisiveness we see now. And I love that people have used all these books to build a library of real heroes for their kids and their grandkids and their nieces and nephews.
And without putting words in your mouth, I would think it would also be important, because you alluded to this a few moments ago, that of the three people that are alive that you've done in this series are all women, which is a lovely way to show kids and especially girls that there are women among us who are doing spectacular, amazing things.
Not only that, but I'll put even these words in my mouth. I don't trust living men. Like, in this world we live in,
well,
you know, I'm not worried. You know, like, I don't care how old you are. If you're a man, you are like one bad day away from some story that is going to go, oh, my gosh, what do you do now? But I trust that Jane Goodall is not going to screw it up. I just got good faith in that one. So,
yeah.
You know, obviously that's an easy joke, but it is important for my daughter, as you said, to see these real women around her. You know, these books are about real people, and they're not. You know, what we do with our heroes today is we build statues of them. They're made out of granite. We dip them in concrete, and we do them a huge disservice because we then worship there. You know, if you go into Disney World, there's a big statue of Walt Disney holding Mickey's hand. And it's great, and it's fun, and people take pictures with it. My favorite part of the story is how we actually got Mickey Mouse. Walt Disney showed his new mouse idea to his wife. He said, I got an idea for a mouse. It's called Mortimer Mouse. And his wife says, that's a terrible name. She says, what about Mickey? And he's like, that's it. And that's how the world gets Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
It's not super easy, right? And the first Mickey cartoon isn't even successful. But we need to know that Magic Kingdom takes hard work. And that's what magic really is, right? When we were little kids, Walt Disney and people like Jim Henson used their creativity to put good into this world. And that's all we're trying to do with these books, is for kids around the world and around the country to use our creativity to help put some good back into the world. And, you know, the amazing part is, you know, after doing Jim Henson and Mr. Rogers, who had such an influence on me, we launched our TV show based on the I Am series. Comes out in November, on November 11th on PBS, and it debuts 50 years and one day after Sesame Street debuted. And that's where the I Am series is jumping next, from books into TV.
So final point that I know we have talked about, you and I, on this program, but I think it's important, which is the box in the left-hand corner where your address label would go on a book, says ordinary people change the world. And that idea of ordinary people, that idea that this, yes, this happened to Walt Disney, but this could happen to you. This could also happen to you. You could be a future Marie Curie.
You know, and it's my core belief. I don't care where you went to school. I don't care how much money you make. I believe in regular people and their ability to affect change in this world. My core belief is I believe ordinary people change the world. And I know we all look at Walt Disney and say, oh, my gosh, you know, we may not all be famous billionaires. We may not all win double Nobel Prizes. But all of us, when we take that thing we love, if we pour ourselves to it, whether it's animation or whether it's science, or whatever it is you love in your life, you can affect even one person out there. And when you do that, you do change the world. So that's always been my core belief. It's why it's so important. It's on every single book in the series. It has to say ordinary people change the world.
Which is a website as well, ordinarypeoplechangetheworld.com. I Am Marie Curie and I Am Walt Disney are the two new additions to the series. Ordinary People Change the World, and as we mentioned, the series is Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum on PBS Kids. Brad Meltzer, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much, and thanks for the great work.
Thank you, my friend.
Again, I Am Marie Curie and I Am Walt Disney, out now. Both books published by Penguin. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.